From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. At least 8 people have died as tornadoes and storms swept through the southern U.S. states of Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi. East Texas was the worst hit, with a series of tornadoes that are killing at least 4 people and leaving a trail of what officials called extensive damage. President Donald Trump says he would not be happy if North Korea conducts another nuclear test. In an interview with CBS, he said he believes Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be happy about the North's provocations either. Asked if not happy with another Pyongyang nuclear test meant he would undertake military action against the regime, Trump declined to clarify.
I just don't want to discuss it. And I think you know me very well, where you've asked me many times over the last couple of years about military. I said we shouldn't be announcing we're going into Mosul. I said we shouldn't be announcing all our moves. It is a chess game. I just don't want people to know what my thinking is.
North Korea is trying to develop a long-range missile capable of hitting the U.S. mainland 9,000 kilometers away. It conducted a new missile test Saturday, but South Korea said it once again failed. Turkish media reports say the Iranian owner of a leading Farsi-language satellite TV network has been shot dead in Istanbul along with another man. Said Karimian, the owner of Gem TV, was gunned down late Saturday. The other man killed was reported to be a business partner. The motive for the killings is unknown, but Tehran has been critical of Gem TV and similar satellite channels, accusing them of trying to spread Western culture in the country. This is VOA News. The White House on Sunday defended President Donald Trump's invitation to his Philippine counterpart to visit Washington. White House Chief of Staff Ryan Priebus said on ABC News, the need to fortify an Asian alliance against North Korea's growing military threat outweighed concerns about President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly domestic crackdown on drug trafficking.
I'm not so sure it's a matter of honoring this president or any of the facts that you've laid out there. It's really a matter of a potential for nuclear and massive destruction in Asia and the potential, at least according to North Korea, of developing an ICBM that could, at some point down the line, if we do nothing, potentially reach the United States.
Priebus emphasized North Korea is the biggest threat in the Asia-Pacific region at the moment. His comments came a day after the White House announced the invitation. U.S. Marines have returned to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province 3 years after NATO ended its combat mission in the country. Marines and NATO forces attended a ceremony Saturday marking the handover of Helmand Command in the restive province. Staff Sergeant George Caldwell.
I was excited to come back because, you know, I have a lot of time invested in Helmand province. We've many, many years combat operations, and we hate to see the region become unstable. And coming back here and be able to help and actually stabilize the region is very exciting.
Instead of fighting this time, the Marines have been tapped to train, advise, and assist Afghan security forces who are struggling to drive out the Taliban insurgents. Their return comes a day after the Taliban announced the launch of its spring offensive against Afghan forces. Famed Swiss climber Yuri Speck was killed Sunday in a mountaineering accident near Mount Everest in Nepal. It was not clear how the 40-year-old died, but he was planning to climb 8,850-meter Mount Everest in a nearby mountain next month. He was the first casualty in the spring mountaineering season in Nepal that began in March and will end in May. Speck's body was recovered from the site and been taken to Lukla, where the only airport in the Mount Everest area is located. Turkey has passed 2 new decrees, one that expelled more than 4,000 civil servants and another that banned television dating programs. The state of emergency that followed last summer's coup attempt has allowed the Turkish government to rule by decrees. Since then, more than 47,000 people have been arrested and 100,000 have been purged for alleged connections to terror organizations. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.